Happy New Week, happy Monday, Sun Family. Welcome to a new episode of Underline, where we bring your faith to live and we ask them 10 fun questions. This is Andisa, and this week I am joined by an actor. His name is Busokwa. Most of you guys would know him as Zach on Rhythm City. So excited to chat to him. Let's get into it. Hi, Busokwa.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Underline. I have got 10 questions for you. I hope you are ready.
I go.
Okay. Cool. So the first question is, if your life had a soundtrack of two songs right now, what would they be? Come on.
If my life has a soundtrack of two songs right now, can I mention the artist ever?
Yeah.
It would be, number one would be Joy by Ricky Rick. Number two would be Imagining. No, it's not Imagining, it's Ending by Kavgara Kumon and Jelly.
Oh, okay. Malining, you would have been nice because you're calling you Malining. But it's fine, I'm not judging. I'm not judging your preferences. Okay. And the second question is, what's something your followers would not know about you?
Something my followers would not know about you.
Mm-hmm.
Would this have to be something personal or something general?
I mean, it can be general and it can be personal if you are okay with sharing personal things, but, you know, it doesn't need to be anything deep.
Well, I hardly do right now, but there's something I wanted to say. Let me refrain from that. I'd rather say something my friends do not know about me is what I do other than acting.
Okay, what do you do other than acting? What's that?
That counts as an answer.
Yes, it does. It does.
Do I have to say what it is?
Yeah, unless if it's killing people and then you're going to make us accessories to murder.
Well, outside of acting, I do artist management.
Okay, you see? Do you want to say who you manage? Or?
Do I have to?
No, you don't have to.
I mean, look, for the better of it, I work with a team, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I do account management with the team that I work with, and we work with Mofaki, aka Obrikwana, She, Nabantu Binahazi, Cypherage, Konke as well.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Describe yourself in a hashtag.
Hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I hashtag myself.
Okay, and what are the three words that describe yourself?
First word would be humility. Second word would be respect. Third word would be I don't know. Loving.
Okay. Okay. What's the best piece of advice you've received and given to people?
Received, I'm not too sure, because I think with the many problems I have and stress that I do, I'm the one that more advises people on their lives more than they do on mine. Maybe I could be wrong, but I'm trying to recall anyone who's ever given me life advice really, you know. I cannot. I think I'm the one friend in my circle that's always trying to encourage, motivate, and speak good into my people's lives, you know. Maybe there would be advice from others in my life here and there, but I think I give more than I do receive. The best advice I've given, my work. What have I given?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, there's actually a friend's life that I sort of, I think this is the advice I give to actually everyone I meet, who tends to be quite close to me. So to anyone who's that, right, or to anyone who's trying to pursue a certain career, I'd only say to them, make sure whatever that you do at the end of it, yours is open, you know, because I genuinely believe in owning everything that you do rather than working for someone else to do whatever they want you to do, you know. So in the end of it all, whatever that you do in your life, make sure you own it. Because owning anything that you do guarantees you freedom in your life.
I love that. I love that so much. Okay. Now, on to things that are not as serious. What's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you or to you?
A fan has ever done? Can it be said? A fan has ever said, or can it go both ways?
Can it be what?
Can it go both ways? Can it be what has a fan ever said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What has a fan ever said to me one time was that I should give her a baby and I should not, you don't have to be in the child's life. Or with her. Or do you like the baby because looking at mine, I look like I give good babies.
Oh, wow. And what was your response?
Pardon?
What was your response?
I looked at it, I just laughed, I did not respond to it, like, get away from it, and I just looked at it, like, hey,
what is... Oh my goodness, that is so crazy. Okay, okay, so the next one, if you had a full day off, no responsibilities whatsoever, what would you do? That is cute. Okay. And if you could choose a superpower, what would it be?
I would choose a superpower that generates unlimited amounts of money.
Yes. Yes. That is it. That is actually the greatest superpower of all.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. Yeah. Pardon?
I'm saying, I don't think I'd want to be invincible or fly or any of those
things. No, 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 no.
I want to generate large amounts of money.
Oh, my goodness. That would be so great, actually. Okay.
Yeah.
And what has been your best or worst date?
Okay. I don't want to lie.
Okay. Don't lie. Don't lie.
The best date I've had, because I've been only in one relationship, I would say has been with the mother of my child.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the best dates that I've ever had. I've never had a worse date because I've never known anything outside of that relationship, regardless of us being separated right now.
Okay.
So I can't think of a worst one. I only know the best of them, which has been with her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So then we scratch out the worst date. No, but you haven't told us what the best date was.
Oh, okay. I think the best date that we ever had included our childhood in action, because we went out for her birthday. And so basically we did what our child wanted to do and what we wanted to do, so we took her to the zoo and then came back for our little dinner. So we hadn't done any formal dinner, but had a little formal dinner. You know, basically a reintroduction to who we really are to one another, you know. And from there on, we go home and I think I proposed to her during the night.
That is so sweet. Oh. Okay.
Okay. I was home and I don't know what to do. I wasn't sure if I should do it, because I think initially I had planned that I'd do it on our child's birthday.
Yeah.
I think I wasn't sure which one, but I think that one was equal to time, you know, because I think I've already been ready to do it, you know, but like I said, in spite of us being separate right now, I was like, and did, but yeah, I can tell it's great.
Oh, okay. That is so cute. Okay, this is.
I do a lot of cute shit, okay? Oh, sorry, but I do a lot of cute stuff, you know? Like, even if it's not going out on date, but,
yeah. You
know, for Cardi, if she's coming over to visit or anything, I'd like to prepare some stuff and some flowers on the bed, a favorite drink and cards, with some cards inside, a piece of jewelry, you know, favorite kind of food ready, you know, that kind of stuff. That's my kind of thing, you know?
So you're basically the boyfriend that most, if not all, girls want.
Look, I only say this. I think me, if I was to date a lot of girls, anything I was allowed.
Yeah.
Some of my girls really at the moment they wouldn't because my type is so restricted.
Yeah.
But I was able to date more than 10 girls with time. They don't have I consider myself one of the best boyfriends ever.
I put my Lisa.
I know how to boyfriend.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the last question, ne?
Yeah.
What is the most worn thing in your wardrobe and your most expensive piece of clothing?
The most worn thing, I think, is not a jeans. It's a jeans, man. It's not too nice. It's not too nice.
Yes.
These are the jeans, yeah, you know, a pair of jeans that I love so much. But the most expensive piece of clothing, can it be an accessory?
Yeah, it can.
That would be my two watches.
Got it. And that is it. Thank you so much.
Right,
sure, enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, ma'am.
Bye. Thank you to Bohlokwa for joining us on this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I know I enjoyed it. I hope to see you guys next week, same time, same place, when we interview one of your favorite celebs again. Bye.